You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown. This is Father Karol Jarząbek. This time I would like to take you to the spiritual journey over various books and readings.
For many centuries, Our Lady's shrine at Jasna Góra has inspired countless pilgrims and shaped the destiny of Częstochowa. The name Jasna Góra itself comes from two Latin words, clarus mons, which mean clear mountain. And indeed, the shrine with its tall, beautiful steeple dominates the hill. From that vantage point at Jasna Góra, a pilgrim can see the entire city of Częstochowa. Historically, both city and shrine form a single, inseparable entity. The greatest treasure of Częstochowa and the deepest mystery of Jasna Góra is the miraculous painting of the Virgin Mary with the child Jesus. Numerous scientific studies and ongoing inquiries have never determined the origin of the icon, but scholars have reported its remarkable history. According to tradition, St. Luke the Evangelist painted this revered portrait of the Virgin Mary on a linden board from the table where the Holy Family prayed and shared their meals together in Nazareth. It remained in the Holy Land until the 4th century, when Emperor Constantine transported the icon from Jerusalem to Constantinople and placed it in a temple there. Russian Prince Lev, who was serving in Constantine's army, was captivated by the portrait's beauty. He implored the emperor to give him the icon, and Constantine granted his request. Prince Lev took the painting to Rus, where it became famous for its miracles. Over the centuries, countless pilgrims traveled to Rus until war intervened. King Casimir the Great, and then Louis, King of Hungary and Poland, waged battles that caused the icon to be hidden in the Bell's Castle for its protection. During his reign as King of Poland, Louis entrusted Rus to Prince Ladislaus of Opola, who found the painting in the Castle of Bells. The prince began to venerate the painting when he defeated Tartar armies attacking Bells Castle, a defeat that he attributed to Our Lady's intercession. During the siege, however, an arrow damaged the painting. But after this sacrilegious act, a fog enveloped the Tartar army, enabling Prince Ladislaus to attack and defeat the assailants. Upon completion of his rule in Rus, Prince Ladislaus next prepared to leave and return to Opola, taking with him the beloved icon. The horses in his entourage, however, stopped and would not go farther until he vowed to move the painting to a designated location, where he promised to build a church and a monastery. And so the painting was transported to Częstochowa and placed on a hill named Jasna Góra. The prince brought members of the Pauline order from Hungary and entrusted the icon to their care. Documents record August 31st, 1384, as the date that he placed the icon under the stewardship of the Paulines. Jasna Góra was the site of numerous miracles and graces from that time forward, and the painting of the Holy Virgin became a permanent part of the history of Jasna Góra and the entire Polish nation. The founding of Jasna Góra had a modest beginning in 1384. There was only a single wooden church. Next to it stood monastic buildings to serve as living quarters for the Paulines. The monks received meager revenues from the few surrounding villages and donations from pilgrims. In 1386, Władysław Jagiello became king of Poland, giving rise to a great dynasty that provided the monastery at Jasnogóra with new income as of February 24, 1393. Documents state that the king did this in his own name and that of his beloved wife for the salvation of his forefathers and successors. Another document drawn up in Jagiello's name on April 2, 1414, to the brothers of St. Paul the First Hermit of the Monastery of Our Lady of Częstochowa, provided that masses would be celebrated for himself and for all his family, living and deceased. Well-known historian Jan Dugas records an attack on the monastery that occurred on Easter Sunday, April 14th, 1430, and left the icon severely damaged. Prince Ostrogski, together with two Polish noblemen, led a band of Czech robbers, vandals who attacked in order to plunder and desecrate the holy site. Tragically, during the attack, Pauline monks lost their lives, and because the robbers did not find the expected treasures, they didn't spare this painting of Our Lady. Valuable ornaments and votives had been hung directly on the painting. These were stolen, and the Madonna's face deliberately damaged with a sword. Then the vandals broke the painting into three pieces. The robbers had intended to take the icon far away, but they were only able to reach the spot where the Church of St. Barbara stands today. From that time on, the place where they threw the icon has been blessed with a continuously flowing spring of water, considered a miraculous healing fountain. Fortunately, the painting was restored over a period of 4 years. Work began in 1430 and continued until 1434. According to the 15th century historian Peter Radinsky, Pauline monks retrieved the three pieces of the broken painting and traveled to Krakow to meet with King Jagiello. The king agreed to help, and he oversaw repairs to the icon, giving orders that it be renovated with gold and silver. Unfortunately, the work of local craftsmen was unsuccessful. They attempted to camouflage the damages inflicted on the Madonna's face. But each morning, the paint had run, as though Mary herself wished that these wounds be highly visible to onlookers. For she has always identified with the sorrow of her children, especially with the people of Poland, who revere her as their protector and queen. Finally, painters from Rus renovated the icon in its entirety, decorated it with gold and silver, and then returned it to the Pauline Monastery. Newest scientific research has revealed the details of this icon's restoration, and those details confirm the accuracy of Radinsky's account. The three pieces of the broken painting were joined together again, keeping intact the lindenwood panels from the Table of Nazareth, themselves sacred relics. Then the icon received a Gothic frame with characteristics typical of the art of the 1430s. The silver and gold-plated sheet metal covering the nimbuses above the heads of Mary and Jesus also date from this time period. Depicted on them are scenes from the Annunciation, the Nativity, and the Passion of Christ. Artistically, this is outstanding work of the craftsmen of Krakow in the first half of the 15th century. And so the miraculous icon continues to fascinate pilgrims who visit Jasnogóra each day. The general tone of the painting is dark. The complexion of Mary and Jesus is burnt ochre. The infant wears a dark red tunic bordered with lilies. Mary wears a dark sapphire mantle and dress, also adorned with lilies, with a richly decorated border in the fabric around her neck. But amid these somber tones, the power of the icon comes from the eyes of Mary, gazing directly at the viewer. This encounter is deeply moving, full of pensive sadness. The right cheek of Mary has two scars that run parallel from the mid-cheek area and slightly widen toward the neck. The painting depicts Mary facing the viewer with her right hand to her heart and holding the child Jesus on her left arm. The child Jesus also gazes at the viewer, despite having his head turned towards Mary. The infant holds the book of Holy Scripture in his left hand and raises his right hand in blessing. For centuries, pilgrims have traveled to the chapel of Yasnogora to receive that blessing and give thanks for countless miracles received there. Within 30 years of the icon's restoration, it was necessary to enlarge the first small church that housed the portrait. It had been designed only for the use of the Paulines and could not accommodate a large number of visitors. Therefore, construction of a new church with three naves was begun in the 1460s. This building was to become a shrine for pilgrimages, with an enlarged chapel holding the miraculous painting. Due to the threat of danger from foreign and local robbers alike, Bishop Stanislaus Karnkowski ordered fortifications to be built in 1577 to make the church, chapel, and monastic buildings more secure. However, construction did not begin until the first half of the 17th century, when the Wisza dynasty ruled Poland. Most of the actual construction was supervised by King Ladislaus IV, who ruled from 1632 to 1648. This monarch not only showed great devotion to the Virgin Mary, but also foresaw the military value of a fortress at Yasnogora, located close to the Silesian border in northern Poland. So in 1638, the king designated funds for the construction of the fortress, which he helped to dig with his own hands. In this way, 250 years after its modest beginning, the Yasnogora Shrine in Częstochowa became the Fortress of Mary. Before long, however, it would undergo its first baptism of fire, a baptism that would forever live in the minds of future generations.
All of you are welcome to join us for the Lectio Divina Bible meetings, which take place at our shrine every Sunday at 12:15 p.m. in the conference room at the Visitor Center building. Our weekly meetings are about reading and meditating together upon the liturgy of the Word for the upcoming Sunday as a spiritual preparation to participate in the Holy Mass. Our sincere and prayerful gratitude is extended to all who continue to support Our Lady's Shrine. May God reward you with the continual intercession of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You are present in our prayers.